The Quincy Veterans Services office has been extremely busy ever since before Veterans Day, and they're not letting up yet because there is another event coming up later on this week that we're going to talk about with Director Christine Cugini, who's back here in studio to bring us up to date on how things have been going. Good to see you again, Christine.
Good to see you. Thanks for having me.
It really has been a whirlwind, has it not? I mean,
yeah, started it's been nonstop. It's great
stuff. Before Veterans Day, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I know.
The weekend of... Yeah, I mean, we're busy all the time,
yeah.
But
busy
also outside of the office.
Right, yeah.
But really great stuff going on.
It's wonderful that there's such great support for veterans in this city.
I would say
the best
we
ever,
are
right?
The best.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, other communities look to Quincy.
They do.
You know, to kind of model themselves after, so a feather in the hat for you and your
staff. In many ways.
For sure, yeah. As I mentioned during the news, the General's Bridge and Park ceremony just last evening.
Last night. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
What a turnout. We had really, I wouldn't even, over 100 people, I would say.
That's great.
Michelle Brooks Thompson sang the national anthem and O Holy Night, and I think probably put chills. You could see the people in the building, in the apartment building, looking out once they heard her.
Right?
She beautiful, strong voice, and she did an amazing job. But you know, the reason we're there is to make sure that our service members are remembered and honored,
right.
The ones that are currently serving.
Right, and so, kind of a correction to what I reported on, right?
Yeah, just yeah, yeah. Small. No. So what we did change is the ribbons are color-coded, basically, for the branch of service.
Nice.
So each branch has its own color ribbon. That way, when you look up or look around the tree, you can actually see, you know,
Army, Navy, Marines,
yes.
Air Force,
yeah.
Coast Guard.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Space Force, is that?
Yes,
part
we
of that
kind
as
of
well?
Built that in with the Air Force.
Okay. Do you know about how many ribbons were put up?
I do not,
no,
but
okay.
it was well attended.
Yeah, and folks can still participate. Right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I actually just sent a Facebook thing out to say if they were unable to make it. We have ribbons at the office. They can come by. They can write the name and then go and place it themselves.
Oh, okay.
Or they can write the name, leave it, and then we'll place
it. Put it on the tree.
Whatever they feel comfortable doing.
That's great. Yeah, that's wonderful.
Absolutely.
Saturday was Pearl Harbor Day.
Saturday was Pearl Harbor
yeah.
Day. We had it on board the USS Salem.
Right.
Another well-attended event. Very short, to the point ceremony. But we did do the ceremonial wreath in the water, mm-hmm. and that really hits home with a lot of people, you know, that we're able to do that. So with the help of Quincy Police, who will then pick up the wreath because we can't leave it in the water. And then, of course, Braintree, American Legion and their Veteran Council, as well as... Quincy Veteran Services and the Quincy Veteran Council, a combined ceremony. So
sure.
It was very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I wasn't able to attend, but I remember I did go last year,
yes.
And I remember it was a veteran that served on board the Salem that tossed the wreath, wasn't it?
Yes,
yeah.
That was Mr. Lacey,
yes.
Eugene Lacey from Quincy.
Yeah.
And this year was the family member of Mr. Townsend, who was a plank owner of the USS Salem.
Really?
Who I believe passed this past summer.
Okay.
So his family was there in his honor. So it was really nice.
Yeah, it's so appropriate, so fitting, you
it
know,
is.
To have
it
this
is.
World War II era heavy cruiser that was built there,
yes.
To
yeah.
serve as the backdrop for the ceremony.
And it's Margaret LaForest mm-hmm. and all the volunteers are so great about just taking care of everybody while we're there.
Yeah.
And they open up the ship and you can walk around and what an amazing place and God, all the stuff they have in
it's
there
amazing.
Is just great,
yeah.
You know? Just walking through, you know, it kinda, I don't know, good memories, bad memories, but they're memories.
You're a Navy veteran
yes,
yourself, so
yeah.
I
was It's really nice to be on there.
It really is a time capsule.
It is.
It's kind of like they just closed the doors in the 1940s and walked
away.
Yeah.
It is amazing.
Yeah, so it's a great asset for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
As I mentioned during the news, General Rand last night at the tree lighting?
Yes, it's something that he comes back for every year because he feels, you know, and shared last night the importance of, you know, not only remembering our, you know, service members after they're gone.
Yes.
But while they're serving.
Yes. Yeah.
So it was, it was great.
Well, there's a statue of him there.
Yeah,
in the park.
Yeah.
He was
and
there
they
for
could
the
go
dedication.
Over and yes, yeah. yes. It was good. It was a good night.
Yeah, that's
you know?
Nice.
Yeah.
And we're not done yet.
No, never done. Never done.
Wreaths Across America,
yes.
December 14th, so this coming Saturday. And just a few little statistics from Wreaths Across America,
okay.
the national group.
Yep.
They were last year, they were able to place just over 3 million
yes.
veterans' wreaths at more than 4,200 yep. participating locations around the country. That has grown this year to more than 4,900 locations
wow.
across the country that they'll be placing our wreaths. All on the same day, too, right? That's Wreaths Across America Day.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. I think, you know, like here in Quincy, we do the two large cemeteries, but we do place wreaths at the smaller cemeteries, and it may not be on that day,
okay.
but they are placed.
Okay.
And that's just volunteers, logistics, and to do all of them in one day would
yes.
be. Like,
Herculean.
We haven't even gotten our wreaths yet.
Oh,
so,
really? Oh, okay.
Yeah, we'll be scrambling this week
okay.
to get them in and kind of distributed out to the other cemeteries.
I know it's been at least 7 years here in Quincy that this has been going
yeah,
on.
We, yeah, our first year was
2018. 2018, okay.
And our first year we started... with just Mount Wollaston.
Yes, yeah.
Just to see kind of how the community took to it. And it was huge. And Mayor Koch said, like, let's go for
right.
it and let's do them all. And we haven't stopped.
Yeah.
So every year we hit our goal. And every year, every veteran buried in the city of Quincy, in the cemeteries that we're allowed to include in our participation will receive a wreath, and that wreath is placed. Their name is said, and they're thanked for their service.
Yes, and as I mentioned, it is a Herculean volunteer effort to get this done, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
We it's great seeing the families and then the sports teams that come as teams.
Really,
and really to get the kids involved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think I've said it probably every year, but really seeing the kids participate in something like this makes a difference, and I think it'll stay with them, and that's what I hope.
Absolutely, yeah. So how does it all work, Christine?
How does it all
logistically
work?
Yeah, so where do the wreaths come from? How do they get here, and how do they get to their respective places in the cemeteries?
That's an easy question.
Oh, that's okay.
So they are shipped by volunteer trucking companies
really?
From Maine.
Okay.
All volunteer. I'm going to forget the second trucking company's name, but our first one is Shaw's, is a big volunteer trucking company, and they will they get them loaded onto the truck and then brought to us. And then with the cemetery department and I believe DPW and parks, we kind of all gather that day to then unload and make sure that we're getting the number of wreaths that we are allotted.
Okay.
And so that basically happens twice. So we have a large shipment that gets delivered to Mount Wollaston, and then another large shipment that gets delivered to Pine Hill.
Okay.
And then from those two shipments, we then take from those and distribute to the other smaller cemeteries like Hancock, Cemetery, Snug, Sailors,
All Places,
Hall Place, St. Mary's, and Christ Church.
Oh, very good. Okay. How many wreaths are
coming? 7,300.
You knew that one right off
the
top.
Yes, 7,300. Okay. So it'll be 7,314 because we do get two sets of the ceremonial wreaths.
Okay. And how does a family of a veteran know that a wreath is being placed on their loved
one's grave? So we put out, well, this is going on for quite a while,
sure.
So hopefully they know that it's going to happen. You can go on to Wreaths Across America website. Mm-hmm. That'll share, you know, the time of the ceremony. If they're sponsoring a wreath to do a grave-specific wreath, they have the option of choosing to place that wreath themselves or have a volunteer place it.
Okay.
So I have a list of 32 with, I believe, about 15 of those 32 that they've chosen to place that wreath themselves.
Okay.
So what I'll do this week, and this is new, is go out and put a purple flag on that grave so that a volunteer knows that they're not to place the wreath there, that the family is coming by to do that.
Very good, okay.
Yeah.
So logistically, how does this happen on Saturday? What'll be happening?
So Saturday, volunteers will show up to Pine Hill, starts at 10:30.
Okay.
And that's a shorter, brief ceremony. Ray Teberge of the Scouts is very involved, and he kind of runs it over at Pine Hills, but that starts at 10:30 a.m.
Okay.
Short ceremony with wreath laying to follow, and then our full ceremony is at Mount Wollaston. That starts at noon with wreath laying to follow. The ceremony is roughly about 30 to 40 minutes.
Okay. And what does the ceremony entail, Christine?
So what we do is recognize each branch of service. Mm-hmm. We kind of explain what this day is about, what it means, and why we do it. And then we recognize the branches of service and kind of explain what they're about to do and why.
Mm-hmm. So is there like a guest speaker at each event, or is it just...
So this year we're going to do something different,
yeah.
And what we're going to do is really get into why we're doing what we're doing, and minus the guest speaker piece.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's hard to really capture what Wreaths Across America is. So I felt this year kind of like a refresher as to why we do this.
Yeah. So, well, the statement from the organization is, the mission statement is to, quote, remember, honor, and teach.
Yes.
Pretty simple, straightforward,
it is.
Right?
Yes.
But it means something different, I think, to every individual and every family.
I believe it does.
Right.
Because, you know, as much as the remember and honor, I've focused on the teaching,
right.
And it's important that we really get the kids involved and hope, and again, I hope it stays with them. I hope they continue to do, even as they move on. You said yourself there's 4,900, and that's across the states. So even if you don't live in Massachusetts or live in Quincy,
you can
also find a spot to go to.
Absolutely, yeah. How many volunteers do you have signed up right now?
I don't even ask them to to sign up.
Yeah.
We do have, I would say, over 100 signed up.
Okay.
But ultimately, just show up.
Just
and
show
we
up.
Generally have, I would say, 500 or 600 people.
Is that right?
Yes.
Wow.
We are done in probably an hour and 15 minutes.
That's incredible.
Incredible.
Over 7,300 wreaths in just over an hour. Incredible. The weather looks great right now. It'd be
I
a little
know.
Chilly, but
it's okay.
But it looks okay.
Yeah, we've had some
you've had some
bumps.
Yeah, weather bumps for sure,
yeah.
Yes.
Bad snowfall one year that delayed, but ultimately the wreaths were placed and rain a few years.
Yep.
But
it all, you know, it worked out.
A service member, we show up regardless of the weather.
Exactly.
So our volunteers in Quincy do as well.
Yeah. It is a, it's a nonprofit organization. That's how, you know, the REES are paid for, how the transportation is donated.
Exactly.
It's all through this fundraising efforts.
It really is. And we couldn't do it without the community. Like, it would be impossible, not only the volunteers, but, you know, the businesses that donate, the people that just want to have this continue. And it's, I can't say thank you enough to Quincy as a community that show up, that sponsor, that give of their time. It's important, and as a veteran myself, I appreciate it.
Yeah. Do you need volunteers?
Always.
Okay.
Always volunteers. Always.
Reach out anytime.
Yes.
And then do they get picked up at the end of the season?
Or we do. We do. Pick them up. I usually look at this calendar.
Yeah.
It's usually the first or second week in February.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. We don't want them out there too long, but it's heartbreaking when we have to take them in because it just looks so bare.
I know. Yeah. That's February in New England.
I know.
Great
I
to
know.
See you as always, Christine.
Thank you so much for having me.
Always a
and
pleasure.
Thank you, Quincy, for supporting.
And thank you for your service.
Absolutely. Thank you.